Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. And if you like Double Stop CL Plus, you'll really like its successor, Strat CL Plus. Strat CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier with higher yield potential. Strat CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strat CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Check out OKGenetics.com.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended up a little bit weaker than where we were at one point, but the October live cattle are now the front month, and they were up 32 at 142.90. The December's up 20 here at 148.67. February, we're down 12 at 153.20. There was some cash trade developed earlier today. It looks like bids at 40 and 41 in Kansas, and then that was this morning and throughout today, and I think yesterday there was some trade right in there as well. So that looks like that's where the cash trade is going to be. The feeder cattle market in September was 92 higher at 183.37. The October up 107 at 184.55. November feeders 137 higher at 185.90. January out there 186.50, up $1.37. And then August, looks like the last trade there was 199.50, up $1.40. Everybody's rooting for that August to get above or at or above $200, and we're almost there. So maybe it'll happen soon. And today's hog futures had December down 10 at 83.77. The February 25 lower, 87.55. October the front month actually up 42 at 91.95. But the hog market's come down pretty substantially, about 10 cents in the last 30 or so days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors,
they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Now, today's grain futures were in the red in all the major categories. We had D's corn down 12 at 658.5. November soybeans 27 and three quarters lower at 1394. December Kansas City wheat down 42 at 870. July of next year down 41.5 at 859. And then today's cotton market, December is limit down at 108.21. One guy was reporting that it was substantially lower than that synthetically using the options market. But December 108.21 also filled the gap at 108.59 from a few weeks ago. Down hard. One thing that's impacting the U.S. markets is the U.S. dollar index. It's the highest levels in, I think, 20 or plus years. Currently, the dollar's just over 109.50. Anytime the dollar goes up, that makes U.S. goods that we export more expensive to other countries, and it makes their products that we import cheaper. So it kind of puts us at a disadvantage to things we produce here in the United States. But that dollar index is again, really high. And I think that export market impacts so many things. Cotton, of course, and then wheat and corn and beans, et cetera. The stock market today has kind of fought its way back. Currently, the Dow's up 45. The S&P's down about 3.5. Crude oil is down $3 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.